Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to Soul Sourced. This is your host, Jada Brown. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this conversation. Like, I know I tell you guys every time this is one of those ones, but this episode, of course, just touches me so much. Happy Black History Month. Please stay tuned. It pays homage to Black history, love, mental health, and I just feel like everything we need to be hearing right now. So stay tuned. Make sure you leave a rating and tell me how you feel about this. And I love you guys.
Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Thank you so much. I want to start off by saying thank you, like, so much for coming on Soul Sourced and speaking with us. I'm so excited to have this conversation. As you know, like, I've just been wanting to have you on, especially during Black History Month, because this means more than so much to me. So I'm so ready to talk about your experience and everything, and I just want to jump right in.
Yeah, I just want to say it's a pleasure being on here. I appreciate you having me on here. Yeah, I'm ready.
We can get it. Of course. And you guys, this is Jamarcus's first podcast episode, so he's getting used to everything.
Yeah, so I'm not used to it, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna go with the flow and see how things go. So
you're not the only one, trust me. It's not like an everyday thing people do. So I always say, you know, it's okay to be nervous, it's fine. So, yeah. Jamarcus, we spoke about your mental health and after getting hurt on your job, and how that was, like, going through that whole process of being injured, and you have a family and a wife, and just all that to have on your mind also by being injured, and just your mental state. To preface, it is Black History Month, of course, as we know, and clearly my cousin is also Black, and I really want to talk about just Black mental health in this episode. This podcast always has revolved around mental health and making sure you check on you check on your friends, and you check on those you love, because you never know what somebody's going through. And to have this be their last episode for Black History Month means a lot to me, so I really want to dive in, like, your mental state during that time.
Okay. During that time, it was rough. Like, it took me to a dark place in life, in my mind, just having to deal with, I had a career that I get hurt and I got to figure out how to provide for my family, let alone I got to figure out I had to figure out what was wrong with me, you know, like,
right.
And my job at the time was trying to have me go back to work, and I did a couple times, and I got hurt a couple more times, and I just got to the point where I was like, I need to figure out what's wrong with me. And and so I also had hurt my hip as well, so pain started going down my right side of my back, down my right leg. Goodness. And eventually, through seeing a lot of doctors, getting a lot of x-rays, MRIs, found out that it was more than just my back, it was my hip, and I needed to get a hip replacement immediately. And
oh my goodness.
So that I wasn't able to do my job anymore. So now I had to have surgery, major surgery, and I'm just in a spot where I'm like, now I don't have my career no more. This job I put a lot of time and work into, and thinking of the future, how to take care of my kids. I was on child support as well. And to be honest, if it wasn't for my wife, I don't know what I would have done or been or whatever. I was trying to keep myself together. Just trying to, like, I couldn't be around people. Like, mm-hmm. I had to be alone because I couldn't really take more negative things. And, like, I just wasn't stable mentally. And I was trying to just trying to think. And I don't know, just clear my head from all of these things that I'm going through, that I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking of myself as less than a man. I got a hip. I got to get a hip replacement at a young age. I got back problems. Like, I'm going to be no more good. Like, I'm looking at myself like I'm almost as if I was nothing anymore.
Right.
And it's like, when you in those places, it's hard to hear anything that's positive. When so much negativity then entered into your life, into your mind, your thoughts, your just everything, like, you almost see no way out from it. And when a person's there, it's really nothing that people can just do besides just being there for them. Like, you know, sometimes you gotta let a person go through their self, you know, their self-healing, their self-learning. Like, it's that state that's very important. Because if you have someone, you try to do everything right, you try to live your life the right way, and you come to a point where everything in it just kind of falling apart, and then someone say, oh, you got to get yourself back up, like you're not ready to just take that in yet. Sometimes right. you gotta heal a certain part of yourself to be like, all right, I've been down too long. You got to get tired of being down and tired of being, you know, just feeling like trash, like you can't do nothing. And then you got mm-hmm. to slowly build yourself back up. And you know, it's a tough situation to go through, especially when you got bills always coming. You
right.
If you're on child support and other things, it's not easy. And I get it. And then you're fighting with my kid's mother and stuff, and she not wanting me to see my kids because I got hurt, and she didn't think I could pay child support, but I had money and things saved away. So it's also good to have something to fall back on. Money right. saved away for rainy days, especially. And
having to go but through. But I do. Continue. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I told you I do that.
Oh, no, you good. I'm following your lead.
And having to go through that, like somebody judging you, they don't even know what you have going on or what you don't need that at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you asking me those type of questions when I'm already in a predicament that I didn't even see myself getting into at such a young age. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not helping the case.
And to be honest, people don't look at your situation as bad as what it really is, because they don't know, like, what's going on. Like, but I right. told my kids more than, like, what was going on. Like, I told her, like, what I had to have done. This, like, and it wasn't a real concern. It's like, you got these kids, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to act like she was just 100% bad, but she didn't make it easy. Like,
right.
It's like, and you know, I don't want to fault her, because it's like, we both got the kids and stuff like that. It's like,
exactly.
We both got to take care of them, and I get that. And it's like, but if I'm not able to really move and stuff like that, like, I don't, and I'm going to be on medications going healing from this surgery. Like, you know, I just would hope for a better understanding, but I think we lose that as people. Like, we mm-hmm. lose the compassion, the understanding for other people. Like,
the empathy for others.
Yeah, the empathy. Exactly. Like, we don't take this stuff in real consideration. And I think that brings a big disconnect between the learning and healing and all that as well.
Because
I think we all have certain things within us that we need to heal.
Right.
To really understand other people.
Because it wasn't just your, you know, your mental at war. It was your body as well. Your body, and I can relate to this because, you know, I got my car accident and I kept mm-hmm. just wanting to get up and get out and get up and get out. And just, I wanted the pain to be over with. I wanted it to all be done with. And it wasn't. And every time I went to the chiropractor, I would say, okay, so how many more times I need to come here? So how many? He's like, Jada, this is your body. You didn't sprain your ankle or your finger. This is your body, your back, your, you know, he goes, it's going to take months for you to heal and for you to even feel better, for you to even try to be back to where you were, you know? And for me, I'm just such a, I want to go, I want to do, I want to get things done type of person. For me to be told, oh, you need to sit down, you need to rest, and you need to heal.
Yeah.
You need to do that for months. I'm like,
So you know what?
I can relate to that so much. Like,
yes, I definitely understand what you're saying. Because the doctor told me it was going to take at least a year for me to start to feel normal.
Yeah,
It really took longer than that. But I understand that because I used to be in shape. Like, I always just worked out and kept myself up. So when I started trying to work back out, any little thing I was doing, I kept hurting myself worse. And then I had to wait weeks before I can heal up enough to start walking and doing things again. Like, just, I was just in so much pain and just it. That also took a toll on me too. It's like
frustration.
I'm used to being a certain type of physically fit and doing things now, like, and now I can't do those things. It's like, and then I couldn't throw the football with the kids anymore. Couldn't play around, you know.
Yeah.
And I have my kids growing up. They, you know, it's like a father son thing. They want to be better than their dad. They want to eventually try to beat their dad at something physically. You know, it's like. Now my kids see me in sitting in a chair using a cane, using this, like it's just a lot to just try to get past.
A new normal, yeah. That's a new normal for your mental state, for your mind to adjust and feel good enough as a father. Yeah. That's a lot to adjust to. And it's not even like it's bad or you won't ever feel, you know, like how you were again, but it's your new normal. It's, you know, life happens. And wow, just to have gone through that, I even feel like I don't remember this part of the conversation. I don't think you mentioned it, so that's so strong and like deep to have gone through, you know what I mean? Like, those are such intimate moments you have with your sons. I know, like, as a father, I'm clearly can't be a father, but just I know, like, the relationship from a father and a son is so, you know, vital. And just having those things that you play football, you know, so these are things you love, and to do with your sons, that's just wow, that's strong. And but your new normal is going to be their new normal, and they're not going to see anything different but their dad spending quality time, which is what matters in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new normal. It took a little adjusting to, and you know, so what I learned that with, like you said, with a new normal, you have to embrace it. Just take it for what it is. Now it's like my son's playing football and stuff like that. I want them to be the best and go as far as they can with that. And you know, and as you know, you be honest with your children and let them know that, you know, dad is hurt. He's not the same. He's not like a regular person. And they, you know, they understand it. And then when they started helping me, bringing me things, oh, you need this, that, and, you know, that shows like that the kids understand and that they there for you too as well. So it also brings a better understanding of life, because, you know, everything's not going to be perfect, but going through these situations like this really help you appreciate life in a different way as well. So that's it gives you a bigger appreciation for things that you don't think about your everyday. You just normally get to walk around and get to be doing this and that, and now it's like when a lot of those things change and you be in pain a lot, and you definitely start to take life differently. So I'm glad that I'm able to say that this situation really made me stronger and better as in life, period. Right. And it also brought me closer. It even brought me even closer to my kids and make better relationships out of it as well. Cause I actually had more time to spend with them as far as working so much. And, you know, I got a better understanding with them and did more family things at home too, as well. So it did ended up becoming a great thing. Yeah.
You got to build a deeper connection with your kids, you know what I mean? And I was listening to something the other day, and the biggest thing that we always that we cherish are our relationships in life, right? But the ones, yeah. But the things we never pay attention to, or we put a time limit on, or we push off, are our relationships in life. People wait to look for love because they say, I need to build my career, I need to do this, or I need to do this first. But the one thing that people die, so many people die alone, or they die lonely, or they just say, yeah. I wish I would have, you know, had real love. I wish I would have spent more time with my family and my friends. It's all relationships. So, you know, I told you when I got in my car accident, I felt like God said, slow down. I had just came from Miami. Literally, that was my first day going back to work. And I was like, and I got in a car accident. And I got literally very hurt. You know what I'm saying? My car got totaled. And that was, to me, God saying, slow down. So I don't know what you would feel he was saying to you, or if you would even feel that way, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. And when the fact that you're able to have built a better connection with your sons, a better relationship. And I think we talked about you and your wife, you're just seeing like the strength she has. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, how did your marriage help you, or what did your marriage go through with everything?
Well, what I want to say about my wife, she is an amazing woman, and she, my wife, literally, she made sure I was good through the whole surgery. I had to take 11 different medications. She marked times on the bottles because I had to literally wake up out of sleep. Like, I had to take medications within 30 minutes, an hour of each other.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Because of the surgery, you got to take the pain, to keep the pain down, so you won't go into like have a heart attack or anything, you know?
Right.
So, so she did that. She lifted me up off the couch dead weight whenever I had to go to the bathroom, and she just made sure everything was as comfortable as possible for me. She took 3 weeks off of work to make sure I was good. And,
wow.
You know, that says a lot about a person, because she could have said, this man he's on child support. He's pretty much going to end up losing his job. He's pretty much going to, you know, not be the same. And she could have left, but she didn't. I mean, she stuck by my side, and she's still by my side. And that's the thing in relationships that people tend to forget, like, because everything is situational. And, you know, my wife has been put through that test to show that no matter what happened with me, she with me, no matter what, all the way through it. And it's like, how many people really gonna stick there? How many people really gonna help you get through some real stuff, stuff? Not this little problems that people have out here in the world. I mean, some serious stuff.
Right.
And you know, like, that's why I said, I don't know where I would have been. Like, I don't know if anybody else would have done those things for me, you know? So. I'm speaking about my wife. I'm speaking about a great woman, and women don't understand. Like, women love to say, I bring these things to the table, or I'm this type of woman. But like it's easier said than done. Cause I don't think people should speak up for themselves. I think if you that type of person, somebody else will speak it for you.
Right.
If you ask me, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like the conversation we had, that's why I just say, just be the best person that you are. And someone's going to see it. Someone's going to notice it. Someone's going to gravitate to it. And they're going to love you for that. Everybody's out here is not evil, wicked. They're not like that. It's just those people get screwed over because they're trying to be kind. They're trying to be nice. They're trying to be that person. But sometimes, man, you just got to go through those things, and the right person eventually come to you.
And so, that's how our conversation started. You guys, me and my cousin, I was telling him about basically a situation I was in, and that person he was going through a lot, and I didn't want to act as if I was his mother or smother him, but I also didn't want to just leave because that's not the type of person I am. So I was around, but I was telling him, I just didn't know if I was sticking around and I wasn't being helpful, or what, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, I don't want to be there and try to say, oh, you need to do this, or can I do this for you? It smothers somebody that needs to work things out themselves. But I didn't want them to also feel like I had abandoned them. So he was basically giving me advice on, you know, and that's when I found out that you have been through all these things. You're like, you know what, when those things happen to a Black man specifically, it is very hard to get through. You need to come back to yourself. And when you were telling me these things and giving me this advice, I was like, oh, this is helpful. Because I wasn't sure, like, what am I doing? Am I not being helpful enough? Am I not showing that I want to be there and I care? But it's like, if that person needs you, that, and they know that you're going to be there for them, they'll reach out to you. And you will know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they will also appreciate it too. Like people see what you do. Like, you can say anything you want to, but trust me, everybody sees what you do. Mm-hmm. Everybody, they feel that is different when you put things in action instead of just saying them. Because when you stick there by somebody, and people know if they just, you know, they ain't in a good space, they might not be treating you the way they should, they'll come back and let you know, like, I was messing up, I was in this block, and they'll come back apologizing and letting you know, because we all have to go through things. It's nobody can avoid going through things in life.
Right.
But it's after you come through, and what type of person are you after that? And right. You know, and everybody needs help. And I think it's more important for, like, the whole world, like, to understand this. Like, we all breathe the same air. We all deal with these same things. We all people. We all make mistakes. We're all not perfect, but we are perfect self. Like, we are ourselves. So
we were perfectly made. We're
gonna make mistakes, but we need to become better from these mistakes. We need to become better when we deal with people. We need to become better how we talk to people, how we treat people. Like, we got to be aware of that stuff, and not being aware, it leads to things how they are now.
And yeah.
We lose the love of family. Families can't come together. A lot of people can't come together without something bad happening or something, you know, like, it's just crazy anymore. Right. And it's
the lack of love and empathy.
Yes. But I know with me and my family though, with me, my kids and my wife, with that group, and friends and stuff, I'm gonna break that. I won't have that between us. I know that.
Right.
So.
And I love that about our family, how much we get together, and how much better we're doing at doing that. How much I said that weird, but how much better we're doing. You know, it was hard for a while, but I think our family is coming together way more, and we're caring way more. But it takes, you know, a while to break those traumas, to break that ego, and to just say, this is what matters. Us coming together, us racing, and the family reunions, and those things matter, and we need to show up for each other. And all the animosity or whatever, what was behind us that's not going to serve us, that we barely even think about, we just remember when we see the person's face, it needs to go. It needs to go. Because at the end of the day, like I said, people, when they're on their deathbeds or they figured out they got a illness that's going to kill them in a certain amount of months, all they care about is the time they can spend with the people that they love. They don't care about the newest Louis bag. They don't care about how many followers they have. They don't care about a brand new car, the newest iPhone. They don't care about none of that. Because what is that going to do for you? Absolutely nothing. You care about this. You care about the people and the relationships, the people that's going to be around that bed with you when you get this news. And I want to just bring love into this episode and tell you guys, you know, love the people around you, especially the ones that you feel like are strong, the ones you feel like, oh, they've got it, or they got it figured out. A lot of people that listen to this podcast already know I am always constantly being told, oh, you're so strong, you're the strong friend, whatever. I'm like, I'm literally not. I was in a car accident and like barely anybody checked on me. I literally was hurt and still nobody, like, you know, seeing me as hurt or a victim or anything. because I'm always known as the strong friend. And I think you guys should really start checking on your people. I don't think, I know, start checking on your people. Jamarcus, yeah. I'm so happy that you had your wife that was there. And I know I didn't know about all this that happened. But I'm so happy that you.
Yeah, I didn't know about your situation either, but that made me more aware of too. Like we should reach out to each other more, and
right,
you know, just even if it's the small advice or something that helps somebody get through something. So it goes a longer way than you think. So
exactly,
just knowing that people care, that people can help you with your mental state, especially because that. Is one of the most important things going through this life. Your mental, the way you think about things, the way you think about yourself, the way you view the people around you, everything, especially how you view yourself is so important in life itself.
70% of men are make up the suicide rate, that are just done, that are lonely, that say they have no friends, that say they have one friend. Women, we pour into our relationships a lot more. So, of course, we have each other, but we want romantic relationships. So there's just a disconnect somewhere in our society.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that it's like, why aren't we communicating? How do we want to be together, but none of us are together, right? And I just
You're right. I don't want to cut you off, but
no, you're good.
But going on to what you're saying is like that disconnect. And when we have those disconnects, we gotta look at each other and say, we gotta self-reflect. Like I need to like sit down and have a serious talk and seriously listen to my significant other. What is it that you need from me? What is it that you want? Like what things can I change? Like when you're in a relationship with a person, you both supposed to make each other better. You're supposed to make each other grow and as an individual. And that's why you need that. A man needs a woman needs a man. It definitely balances, those energies balance each other out. It creates like the perfect balance. And I do believe that, like, my wife is amazing, and I think every woman,
she's amazing too.
I think every woman is like that to me. Like, I just think that we value the things that don't matter, and we hold those up on a pedestal, and that's not real value in a relationship. It makes you look less valuable too, especially a man that want to have a family, have great things, and right. grow together with a woman. Like even things that look good at first and stuff like that, it's not gonna hold to a man wanting you long term. So it's like you gotta be this person. You gotta be the person that you want to be with. You gotta be the person
right.
that is so great that people can't get enough of you. Like.
Yeah,
you got to be that person, and trust me, like what you wear, what you did, that stuff don't make you that person. God made you in a way that He made you in a way that's so special that you got to bring the best out of you. And if people don't understand that, they're gonna continue to be lost. Because if you're looking for these otherworldly things, like you're not empowering yourself.
At
not
all.
Empowering yourself doing that.
So. And I was like, I can speak to just being lost in that with, you know, my job and what I do, just being lost in the buying the newest, because I need to do this. I need to do a review on this. And it's just like, in the end, none of those things matter. Yes, they are helpful. Yes, it's cool. But at the end of the day, if you have not gotten your relationships in order, your goals, what you want to really do and your purpose in life, none of those things are going to fill you up. The newest whatever is never going to fill you up. Your mental and the people around you, when things get hard and when things aren't looking up in life, that's what matters.
Yes.
I thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I would like to ask you, what advice would you give to men that are struggling with their mental health and struggling with their relationships right now?
The advice I would like to give men is just remember that no matter what you're going through, it's not permanent. And what you're going through really is really going to make you stronger as a person, even though you can't see it. You can't see that road ahead. You can't see those obstacles ahead. But when you get over them, trust me, it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you realize things. It's going to reshape your thinking. It's going to reshape your life. It's something better. And you got to keep believing, keep being positive, even when you really don't have a positive, you don't really think you have nothing positive, because you always got something positive. You always got something to be blessed with and thankful. If you're still here breathing, you're still here able to make things happen. Mm-hmm. Like if you're here, if God got you here, if you're here, you're here to make a change. You're here to do something. You just don't know what it is. And you just got to know, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep searching. And you got to, it's like you got to be a warrior. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting for your happiness, for your peace, for all of it. And it's there. It's there. It'll come. You just got to keep being mm-hmm. that person that people want to be around, that people want to be with. And you got to really self-reflect. And, you know, it takes a lot, but everything don't come easy. So you just got to put in the work and it'll come. It'll be there. So me, I know when I lay down, close my eyes for the last time, I want to make sure it might be impossible, but I don't want to have no enemies. I want to have a bunch of people loving me, praising me, speaking my name after I'm gone. I want people to remember me as long as they can, because I live life. I want to live it the fullest, the best I can live it. So that's my advice to the men out there. And one more thing I want to say, like, I see things on, you know, TikTok and Instagram and these other things, and I see, like, sometimes I see, like, the way men speak about women, this and that. Like, to me, it's like what you're speaking about is kind of like what you're attracting. It's like, so mm-hmm. to me, it's like you speaking about bad women because that's all you keep running into. Like, right. And even so, like, I haven't always just ran into the best women, but I noticed having a certain type of respect, a certain type of way about yourself, you know, those women will probably get away from me, but they won't do nothing shady to me, nothing like that. I don't go around lying to women. I don't go around doing these things either. So when dudes calling women bad, don't act like you was perfect as well. That's all right. I gotta say. So we all got to check ourselves first. So
needed to hear that part.
Yeah. So,
and I could say vice versa. Honestly, I won't even just say, you know, this episode is for men, but I do have, you know, mostly female audience. So I would say vice versa. Ladies, you're most likely running into you and a man in the shape of a man. So make sure you're right. Make sure what you want in a man is who you are. You want a good man, be a good woman. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Like he said, having a wife that picked you up every time you needed to go to a bathroom. Think about the man that's going to be there to do that. You never know what can happen. And that exactly. is real. That the unexpected is every day. Is every day.
Yes.
God forbid, but at the same time, you never know. So when you're looking, look with those eyes. Again, thank you so much, Jamarcus. This conversation has been so healing and so just good. I knew this is why I wanted you on, and I'm so happy that you were able to make time and to come on. Like, oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you for having a soulful conversation on Soul Sourced.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it being here. Thank you.
You're welcome.